Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Former podiatrist faces new conviction for sexual abuse in Converse County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A former Gillette podiatrist already serving time for sexually abusing a minor has pleaded guilty to an additional charge in Converse County. According to court documents, Craig Capron, 60, was sentenced in January to 6 to 12 years in prison after admitting to four counts of second-degree sexual abuse in Campbell County. Those crimes involved the same victim and occurred between 2015 and 2017. According to the Gillette News record, while that case was moving forward, prosecutors in Converse County charged Capron with eight more counts tied to incidents from 2025 through 2023. He was scheduled for trial this week, but in mid-July pleaded guilty to one count of second-degree sexual abuse. In exchange, seven other charges were dropped. Court records do not yet show a sentencing date or plea agreement. However, prosecutors previously signaled that they would seek enhanced penalties, including the possibility of life in prison without parole. Capron's history of abuse allegations dates back more than two decades, with past incidents reported but never prosecuted. Investigators also uncovered disturbing notes and internet searches indicating attempts to avoid detection. Secret Wyoming test site could bring Walmart drone deliveries to the Cowboy State. A secret ranch in Wyoming is helping shape the future of Walmart's drone delivery service. Cowboy State Daily reported, the global retailer has partnered with a company called Zipline to test how drones perform in cold, windy, and icy conditions. Zipline's blog reveals the site includes docking towers, heated facilities, and even a fog machine to simulate icing, a major challenge for flying in Wyoming's harsh winters. Aeronautical engineer Gustavo Fujiwara, an MIT graduate with experience at NASA and the FAA, says drones must be reliable even in dangerous weather. He explained, when snowy and icy roads are too dangerous to drive and someone has an emergency, that's when people need us the most. Walmart has already completed more than 150,000 drone deliveries in warmer cities like Bentonville, Atlanta, Houston, and Orlando. The most common items include eggs, fruit, pet food, and medications. Deliveries are light, between 2 and 5 pounds, and take an average of just 4 minutes once airborne. Zipline's testing in Wyoming could pave the way for the Cowboy State to join that list, proving drones can deliver not just groceries, but potentially life-saving supplies in even the toughest conditions. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.